Welcome to Hammer Down!
Dad!
Number one sports betting show coming out of the Pat McAfee Incorporated offices. I am Tone Diggs.
Howdy, baby Tone.
That's Bubba Gumpino. He's a Canadian sensation. He is a bearded wonder.
Good day, Tony.
In the back, we got Jay and Mitt. Mitt is currently working on a beautiful graphic so that we can announce the 10K giveaway today because there was enough people watching the watch along yesterday. Thank you to Pat for facilitating that.
Thank you, Pat.
Thank you.
Hey, thank you.
I can tell you that the 10K giveaway will be centered around the Derby tonight.
Oh, the Derby.
Well, pal, Euros is over.
Yep.
Copa's over.
Yep.
NHL's over.
Yep.
We do have an NBA Finals.
Yep.
And we got the Derby tonight.
There we go.
We got a couple days off of baseball. So we'll be focusing mostly on the Derby tonight. First and foremost, though, people, before I say this, before we get into yesterday.
Yeah.
I believe I just saw Connor walk back to the phone. So if you want to call the money line, call 1-833-462-2333. That's 833-462-2333. Just put it in the chat as well. So if you're watching, check the chat. Call the money line. Fill up the lines. We'll talk to you. We'll take your questions. Whatever you want to know. Thank you, Connor. Yesterday. How do you feel?
I don't know, man. It's not much sleep last night, I'll tell you that much. But you try and take the positive, right? Like they got to a final and they're a young team. But, man, it is so hard to get to a final in those big tournaments. Like you look at everyone thought France was going to win. They get knocked out by Switzerland. Mm-hmm. Like Croatia got to a final in the World Cup. When you get to a final and you have a lead, you have to win it. And it's... I don't think it was like everyone was saying they played defensively. It's like football. When you get up, you start playing you're just going to drop back. That's just human nature to want to hold on to the lead. The penalty kick takers was whatever, you know, people want to talk about it. Whatever happened. But I just think Southgate got out coached yesterday.
Because of the PKs?
I don't even think the PKs. Like, he was reactive rather than proactive. Like, when Italy made those changes in the 55th, that's when the game changed. They started coming on. And you could have made a sub like right after that or 5 minutes after. You waited until you were down a goal. You brought on Saka, who hadn't come on as a sub. The moment looked too big for him in the semifinal. Grealish came on as a sub against Germany, changed that game. I just feel like, I don't know. It's a tough one to swallow. It's going to take a while.
Well, I know you said this morning that it hasn't done anything for yet, but I know you did have a plus $1,000 ticket on Italy to win the finals.
Yeah,
I
did have Italy to win the tournament, but yeah, I don't know, man. It's England, man, and you thought finally this team was young enough that it wasn't just England wasn't going to England, and you hope, but I mean, I said it all week. You don't want to go to a penalty shootout with the Italians.
Correct.
Ever. Any team should not want to go to a penalty shootout with Italy.
Especially when there's a GG between the pipes.
Yeah. Like, that guy is on. And I mean, Pickford saved two, almost three. Like, and then, yeah, it was a lot, man. And you think, like Grealish tweeted out this morning that he wanted to take one. Like, Henderson took one in the World Cup in 2018. Like, you can't tell me that some of those guys didn't want to take one. So if Southgate just called his shot and said he wants these guys, I mean, that's... He coached this thing like a madman the whole tournament. He changed formations. Sancho was probably the best player we had against Ukraine. Pretty much never played again besides coming on for that penalty. So it just finally caught up to him. Like he would have been, it looked like an absolute genius if he pulled it off, but it got him in the end.
For those of you that watch this show and watch Pat's show and follow us and follow our Super Boost, you probably had a good day. Both boosts hit. You came up with the over 1.5
Yeah.
Which was boosted to
even money, which was pretty nice. Because it was minus 200 at the start of the week, so that was pretty cool.
And that hit. And then Pat had the, you know, it's soccer.
Yeah.
It's going to go to extras. It's going to go to kicks, draw, or boost, which was up to 250.
Yeah.
Plus 250, which was huge. So I assume everyone hit on that. FanDuel let Pat know that they lost a lot of money on that. So Euros is done. Footy's done for you for, a month?
Yeah, I mean, the lads are in training camp right now. So it's a quick turnaround. I think second week of August, we're back at it. So
shortly here, maybe tomorrow, because I know you know how to do it now, is we're going to have to see your 2020 record.
Yeah, we'll update that for sure.
What was it, probably 3,000 games bet?
Yeah, I mean, that's what we do.
many fucking games.
Euros is international. I'm not going to, international soccer is harder to bet on than domestic league, I find at least. And I think a lot of other people did as well.
Mitt, you back there, pal?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't want to say we warned you, but Bucks coming home, game 3. No doubter.
It seemed too good to be true, Tony, but it wasn't, and I lost a lot of money.
What'd you have? I know you had the Suns yesterday.
I had the Suns.
Did you have the over?
I had the over, which hit.
Landed. Oh, it did?
Because the Suns pushed it, but fuck it.
You're right, but you know what? I'm going to let you work on your fucking... I can tell you're rattled.
Well, I had the Suns over, too. The Suns team over. That didn't hit. I had that parlayed with the actual over of the game, so that push didn't matter at all. None of it mattered. I mean, the Suns didn't come anywhere close to covering. They made a good run in the third quarter, and then there was a 26-5 fucking run by the Bucks. I mean,
we could go 7 here now, right?
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Well,
The Bucks
are 4.5. The Suns have zero answer for Giannis. So it's basically, will the supporting cast of the Bucks play well or not? And at home they normally do. In a way on the road they rarely do.
Might have to dive into some Gold Cup.
You're playing with fire, I think.
Gold Cup. Canada took Martinique out back yesterday. I didn't realize Alphonso Davies isn't there.
No, it seems like
it feels as if the Gold Cup is being disrespected by a lot of teams.
A lot of disrespect from the Gold Cup. Well,
what
like
happened?
You said, like you said, the boys are in fucking camp for their.
Yeah, I get that's what
their club
that's
teams.
What USA's coach said. He's like, I'm not going to take Pulisic when he's supposed to be with Chelsea in a week.
No, because it doesn't matter for qualifying. So, we'll see what we can get done with the boys that we have and the boys that Canada has.
Yeah.
And we'll go from there. Tomorrow night, Bucks minus 4.5, same as it was last night pretty much versus Suns. The total on that is 220. I believe it was the same as it was yesterday. So, we'll see. Actually, it's not tomorrow. It's not till Wednesday. They have 2 days off. So, which is only going to help Giannis keep continuing to get better.
Do you think there'll be a first five line for the All-Star game?
I don't know.
There isn't one yet.
I was going to ask, when's the All-Star game? Do we not have anything tomorrow to bet on?
Tomorrow's the All-Star game's tomorrow. Game.
Okay.
So American League minus 1.5 plus 142, National League plus 1.5 minus 172. You get National League plus 0.5 with Scherzer starting. First five, I would hop on.
Yeah, but he's only going to go an inning.
I know, but still,
you got to look at all the.
I don't know.
Tomorrow we'll look at all the pitchers.
Who's going after Ohtani?
We'll see. Probably Cole, if I had to take a guess.
Cole just threw 130 pitches. His arm is cooked. He booted Aaron Boone off the mound when he came to get him out.
If you look at the. Just look at the Cy Young futures.
Yeah.
For the AL, it goes Cole, Rodon, Lance Lynn, Bieber. I'm not sure. I don't have the roster in front of me for the All-Star game, but you would think I know DeGrom's not there.
Is Woodruff there?
I don't know if Gausman's there either, but Woodruff, Gausman's
there, but
Wheeler,
he also just pitched yesterday
Corbin
too.
Burns, you. I think I like
I like the NL.
Depending on who's there, I think I like the NL's pitchers better. There's two Buccos in the starting lineup for the NL, by the way.
So. What?
Just something to think about. Just something to think about.
Just because of that, Tony, I'm betting on the AL. And I wanted to tell you that we do have the graphic ready before you get off the All-Star game.
Do we? Okay. All right. I mean, I haven't seen this yet. So this is let me explain it first before you put up the graphic, all right?
This is a blind reveal.
We're giving away 10K, okay? Now, to win the 10K, we have a hashtag. The hashtag is going to be hashtag hammerdown 10K derby giveaway. And you spell the down D-A-H-N. Hashtag hammerdown 10K derby giveaway. You tweet using the hashtag. You pick the two players who you think is going to be in the final tonight of the Home Run Derby. Okay? So use the hashtag, the two players who will be in the final tonight, and then the player who you think is going to win the Home Run Derby tonight. And then the final step is how many home runs you think that player is going to hit in the finals tonight. First person to get that right gets 10K. Let me see the graphic, man. Okay. Hashtag hammered down 10K derby giveaway. That's correct. How to win. Tweet using the hashtag. Beautiful. Pick the two players in the final of the Home Run Derby. Correct. Pick the winner of the Home Run Derby. Correct. And how many home runs the winner will hit in the final round tonight. First person to get it right wins 10K.
That baby Mitt.
How's that sound? That a baby Mitt.
That baby Mitt.
Did you do that, dude?
I did do that. Thank you, boys.
Wow, cutting cameras?
Fucking EP,
you
dude.
You are a fucking
EP.
Child star, my friend. Put it up one more time for the people. Giving away 10K tonight. Use hashtag barking hammer down 10K derby giveaway. How do you win the 10K? You tweet using the hashtag. Pick the two players. Make sure you spell it right. Make sure it's Don.
Don.
Pick the two players in the final of the Home Run Derby. Pick the winner of the Home Run Derby. And how many home runs the winner will hit in the final round. First person to get it right wins 10K. How's that sound to you?
If no one hits it, is it closest?
If no one hits it, Pat's coming in right now. I can see him walking in. So,
how many pitches do you get?
It's good crap.
Could put that back up.
That's, yeah. That's EP Mitt.
That is.
That's a good graphic.
That's EP Mitt.
Did a great job there with that thing.
Put it up.
Okay. Hammer.
Don.
That's the only mistake I made. I seen. And it's just a branding thing. You know?
What do you mean?
Oh, I'll capitalize.
Yeah, go back. To the regular. Go back to the regular show.
Yeah, you're right.
Shit.
Boom. See that? Like, hey, let's make sure that when people say Don, I have some respect on that thing. You know what I mean?
You're right.
You were able to put this together in about a minute. So I want to admit, this is maybe one of the most impressive things your brain has ever accomplished. So I appreciate it.
Thank you, Mitt.
EP Mitt.
You're right, though.
Yeah. I am actually really embarrassed about that. That is something I take good pride in.
So, yeah, well, good pride is something you should take in a lot of things.
Good pride, man.
You have good so pride. Much on your plate, you know, and you take good pride in almost everything that you do, Mitt. So I want to let you know, I just think, aside from the capital Don, maybe the greatest thing he's ever accomplished. Should we give away more money because of that? Because
he was doing a wild cut and cameras and stuff.
Okay, so we'll give away $5,000 to the second.
Oh, okay.
Because of Mitt, the second person that potentially gets the right answer as well will win $5,000. So now $15,000 via the HDB, okay, the Hammer Down Boys, because Mitt is so good at making graphics and stuff.
Tweet, hashtag thank you, Mitt, for another $5,000.
Okay, I mean, you can add that. That's not a part of the rules that I'm putting out.
Just to say thank you to Mitt.
Yeah, say thank you.
But Mitt's hard work is putting us in a position to maybe put out another $5,000.
Here's my question to you, and Gumpy brought it up. What happens if no one gets it on spot on?
Carry over to tomorrow.
Okay, we'll figure it out. Yeah. Something with the All-Star game.
Somebody will get it right, though.
You'd have to think. It's a lot of people on the internet.
What is the guesstimation on a day? Isn't it like 15 to 20 or whatever in a
round? For home runs in the final round?
Yeah.
Good question. I'm not, because it used to be 10 outs, but now I think it's timed.
Yeah, it's 4 minutes or something. 3 minutes.
Oh, so, it's timed.
Yeah, so I mean, if I was entering this contest, I'd go back and see what the totals were in the finals for the last few years.
Yeah, as the time became the thing.
Yes.
But with Shohei in Denver.
Oh.
Yeah, that's why it's a good contest.
Shohei won, I believe, the Japanese League home run derby in 2016.
He's been here before. That means the pitcher, by the way, whoever's thrown for him has won before as well.
Should be the same.
There's so much pressure on the pitchers tonight.
Yeah.
Like, and I always say this because it's really the most recent memory one. Harper's dad throwing to him in that moment.
Big Buff Bagwell.
Like, I understand, Big Buff Bryce Harper's dad, Bagwell, whatever his name is. I understand that you were his coach and you have done it, and that's an awesome moment. But when it's the finals, I don't know how many people have felt that pressure before. That's a big time. And he stepped up and delivered, by the way. There was a couple pitches that maybe missed, but he stepped up and delivered. Look for the pitching to potentially be a problem tonight. It gets... never gets talked about, gets overlooked. It's always just an afterthought, like, oh, what a good story of who it is. Think about that moment, too. That's a pretty big moment.
I always like the guys that use their pitching coach, or not the pitching coach, whoever the BP coach is that they use from every single game all year.
Yeah, because BP coach is his own. That's its own person, right?
Yeah, that's the guy who throws them BP every single day. Stick with that guy. He knows where you like it.
In there.
Yeah, he knows where you like it. He's used to it. He does it every single day. Like, that's the guy. I get your dad's a good moment and stuff, and he did win that, so.
Yeah, Bryce's dad was good. It was awesome, but there was a couple moments where the balls were starting to spray a little. I don't know if, like, I feel like I can throw pretty well.
Yeah.
I could not complete an entire home run derby with the home run derby champion right now if I had to.
Oh, my arm would fall off.
No, he'd fall off, but I think I would start spraying a little bit. You gotta, if Shohei wants that thing high, which he will, right? That's where he eats. That ball starts dropping a little bit.
Also, here's the thing, too, like, if you don't get a guy who's used to throwing BP, like, you can't watch where the ball goes. Like, because
you're back in
there. Yeah, you're back in there ready to go. Like, me throwing, I'd be like, where the fuck did that ball go?
So, final rounds, pairing.
Yep.
The pairing in the final round, and how many homers will be hit by whom to win anything.
Correct.
10,000 to the first person gets it right using a hashtag.
Yep.
5,000 to the second person gets it right using a hashtag. If you don't use the hashtag, you won't enter, okay? And make sure you get it right, because it would be a damn shame if you got it early and you start tweeting us about how you beat everybody and your hashtag, guess what, was wrong, so you didn't even show up in our search whenever we clicked on a hashtag and search all the way to the bottom.
Hammer, hashtag Hammer Don, 10K Derby giveaway.
Great. You don't have to have Don capitalized, because Mitt, the person who did so well on, I think, didn't do it, so that would be a technicality, but... if you want to have respect for the brand. Don! Don! Don!
It would be appreciated, but not needed.
Thank you, Pat.
You going to watch the Derby night?
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. This is like PKs. This is when baseball's good. This is what we want on baseball. And even more so, on this show, it's a good. I didn't get to say it on my show earlier. By the way, you guys had incredible performances today on the show. I appreciate you coming in for that extra hour. Gumpy, I heard your little soliloquy earlier. You fucking played your heart out, pal.
He did.
Don't you worry about it.
He did play his heart out.
You left it all in the microphone this Euros tournament. Penalty kicks. Let's just get to it as soon as the game starts, right?
Yes.
Let's just get to it as soon as the game starts. I understand we got to do the whole 150-minute song and dance, so we feel the pressure of it. But when it gets to PK, soccer is maybe up there as the most exciting sport in the world when that happens. Not only is it the world sport, it's the most exciting one in the world when that
absolute
happens.
Absolute roller coaster. I literally, like, so there was a point, like, when Pickford saved one, I was like, and Maguire fucking broke the camera with that slap. I was like, okay, here we go. And then it was like, Rashford hits the post, wide open net. I'm like, shit.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, okay, we're dead. Then Pickford makes the save. Jorginho never misses.
We're back.
And then as soon as I saw Saka step up, like Nigel said today, I was like, we are
cooked. Now, with that being said, back to my point, NFL overtime, if it's tied afterwards, after the 10 minutes or whatever it is, the two kickers should be sent onto the field for a dueling field goal kicking contest with nobody else on the field. Just let them go. Instead of walking away with a tie, okay, put the two kickers out there just with the holder. Or maybe, no, have their whoever is their punter normally hold it for them. Have them start at 30 yards, go to 40 yards, go to 50 yards, go to 60 yards. And if one makes it, the other makes it, you continue. If one makes it, the other one misses, it's over. Think about that.
Yes.
Nobody wants to see
now a tie. For baseball.
Nobody. For baseball.
Instead of extras,
just fucking put Shohei in there.
Yep.
Get your BP coach out.
I think you go five outs, just like old school home run derby. Whoever hits the most home runs, one guy from each team.
It's over. Are we fixing sports that don't need fixed?
Awesome.
Yes. but we're making it better. Shout out to you guys giving away money. And Mitt, great work, pal, no matter what. Mitt.
Thank you, Pat. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Great show yesterday. Great
thank
show.
You. Appreciate it. Brother.
Great show.
All right, Mitt, one more time for people just joining. Put up the graphic. Use hashtag HammerDon 10K Derby giveaway. Tweet using the hashtag. Pick the two players in the final of the Home Run Derby. Pick the winner of the Home Run Derby and how many home runs the winner will hit in the final round. First person to get it right, 10K. How's that sound? Good? Good.
Great.
Now let's take maybe a couple calls. Talking about the calls, Derby. And then I.
Talk some sports.
Uh-oh. I got disconnected. Nope. No, I didn't. It's right there. We're good. We're good. We're good. Gabe from Iowa. He wants to talk about the Derby. What do you got?
Gabe.
Jay, we good on our side? Gabe, you good on your side? No?
Goodbye, Gabe.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Jackson wanted to talk about the Derby, too. Let's see. Jackson?
Hey, can you hear me?
Oh, this is young Jackson.
Jackson, how old are you?
I am 13 years old.
Attaboy. Start them early. I don't even know if it's legal for us to be talking to you about gambling, but let's fucking do it, kid.
I do not know and I do not care, but here we go.
Attaboy. You got a strong future in front of you.
I don't have a Twitter account, but I know that the two finalists in the Derby tonight is going to be Shohei and Trevor Story.
Oh.
And Shohei's definitely going to be there because, I mean, the guy who hits the hardest home runs and the longest home runs is going to be in the finale, and that's the way it's been for a long time. And StatCast came online in 2015, and for the last five derbies that we had, the guy who hits the hardest home runs has been in the finals 5 years in a row. So,
thank you, Jackson.
That's
hey, Jackson, you call in this show anytime, pal.
All right, thank you.
We're going to raise you like a son.
I would adopt Jackson.
Yeah, we're going to raise Jackson like a son.
StatCast, dude.
Okay, so it's funny you bring up StatCast. And he brought up StatCast.
It's young Jackson.
So since StatCast was a thing for the Derby, what do you say, 2015, 2016? The longest home run was 513 feet. Aaron Judge hit that, I believe, in 2017 at Marlins Park. The over-under tonight... Okay, the over-under tonight on longest home run is 519 and a half feet. So tonight, if you want to hit the over for Home Run Derby, for the longest home run tonight, over-under 519 and a half, it will be the longest home run ever hit in the Derby with StatCast. Now, some people say when Sammy Sosa put one off of, I don't know, a building or warehouse or something like that, it was like 524 feet or something like that. There's been some things out there. But in the StatCast era, this would be the longest home run derby of all time.
Mr. Sosa.
Yeah.
Slamming Sammy.
So do we take the over because it's at altitude and we think Shohei is going to fucking blast one or whoever?
Once again,
or
Tony.
Or do you play the stats and potentially go with the under?
You got to bet the over on something like this. You have to.
In course. I did check the weather today. It's only 2 miles an hour wind, so I don't know if that's helping or hurting which direction, but 2 miles an hour shouldn't make a huge difference.
Yeah.
But the over-under tonight is 519 and a half.
What are the odds? Home run.
Minus 115 for the over, minus 105 for the under. It's pretty even.
Wow.
Are you going to take, you're going to go over?
Yeah. I mean, what are we
I
doing?
I haven't made a decision on that yet.
It's dingers and money, dude.
Another thing that Jackson brought up, guy with the highest exit velocity, stuff like that. So I looked it up. I went through all of it today. Ohtani, obviously, he has the longest home run of anyone in the competition this year and obviously has good exit velocity, stuff like that. The other two, Alonso, Pete Alonso, defending champ. He's first since he's been in the league. First in 110-plus mile-an-hour home runs.
Yep.
And first in 440-plus home runs. 440-plus foot home runs. So Alonzo's good in that area. And then the other one is Joey Gallo, who his launch angle and his miles per hour are second only to Stanton. So
I feel like Gallo's either going to go all the way or in the first round.
My three dogs in the race tonight are Ohtani. It's no surprise they're the favorites,
yeah.
But they're the favorites for a reason. Ohtani, Alonso and Gallo.
Yeah.
And for that reason, I have, for my best bets tonight, I have Ohtani versus Gallo in the final. That's plus 450. And then Alonso versus Gallo in the final is plus 650.
No Boom Boom Mancini?
Listen, I love Trey.
Plus 18.
I love his fucking story. And I love everything about him.
I will sprinkle plus 1,800.
But he hits a lot of fucking homers to center field. I also love a pool guy.
Yeah.
Like, Soto's going up against Ohtani, and I love Soto, but he will spray the ball. Not that Ohtani doesn't spray it around. A lot of people like Matt Olson, too. But he's a pool guy. He's a lefty. I love
Alonso at 450. Matt Olson, 500.
So, but my two bets tonight are Alonso versus Gallo plus 650 and Shohei versus Gallo plus 450. So I need Gallo to get out of his side of the bracket.
I think a lot of people do. Yeah. A lot of people do.
Have you taken anything tonight yet?
Nah, I'll probably, I would lean Gallo, but.
Mitt, you sprinkling?
You have to sprinkle on a dog here. Like, some of these numbers, like, somebody
even,
can
like,
get.
Even Shohei's plus 240. Like, that's not a terrible odd.
And on FanDuel, you can get Shohei at plus 350 on an odds boost. I did take that. I know everybody's on him and everything else, but I think, man of destiny, he's going to be the MVP this year.
Hey.
Let's go. Home run.
Do you like dingers?
Yes, sir.
Do you like money?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
The over 519.5 is boosted from minus 115 to plus 110 if you're interested in that.
Beautiful.
But yeah, and he did say Shohei is boosted to plus 350.
Yeah, you have to take that boost. You have to. Plus 350? Come on.
I sent in a tweet earlier, and I'm looking at it. John Sheeran, who is...
JS.
Basically runs the book for FanDuel, said on one of their shows today that the... What is it? The liability on Shohei is through the roof.
It's three times more than anybody else, I think.
So they just boosted it to fucking
get more people on it.
Which, yeah, I don't.
Right.
Normally,
that's a wild move.
So we're taking in three times the amount of money on Shohei than any other player in the Home Run Derby tonight. He went from plus 290 to plus 260. Now he's a plus 240, but you can get him boosted plus 350.
Thank you very much.
Something to think about.
Thank you, John.
Probably going to take that Shohei boost.
You have to. Plus 350, you kidding me?
How much are you allowed to put on it?
You can only put 50 on it, Tony. It does kind of stink, but...
That's...
I was going to put a good amount.
All right, let's take some calls. Who's been on the longest here? Oh, our buddy Dylon.
How we doing, boys?
How'd we do since your last call?
We split the two picks. We missed the underdog. Unfortunately, we got the over. Had quite the situation with when I called in a few weeks ago. I sent out Ronaldo to be the leading goal scorer of the tournament.
Yeah.
Well, that cashed for me yesterday, only to wake up this morning. They cashed the full 11-1, and then they adjusted my book this morning. So woke up to a nice negative $100 balance. To start the week off.
Was he tied with someone else?
Yeah, tied for the lead. So it went from 11-1 to 5.5-1.
Who did get the golden boot? Cristiano and who?
It was the kid from, what was it, Czech Republic? They both tied with 5.
Yeah, the dude who scored from half.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sent out a tweet earlier, 1-0 today for tennis, so I wanted to get on here to give you guys one for tomorrow. Dan Altmaier, German Open, small little tournament, but I think Altmaier has the edge here. And then if you parlay, I can't parlay, but if you do and you need a spot, Mikael Jimmer in the Swedish Open was a good play, but he's minus 190, so I'm not touching that. Altmaier is anywhere from plus 105 to minus 115, so Dan Altmaier tomorrow, and good luck, boys, tonight.
Dylon, are you just a tennis fan? Did you play tennis? How do you know so much about tennis?
I played tennis for a year to serve my soccer suspension, and there wasn't much. I was on JV as a senior, so that's how bad I was.
What was the soccer suspension for?
What'd you go, cleats up? Just,
you know, normal high school dumb shit.
Yeah.
A long time ago.
You got caught cheating on your homework.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Last eight years, I've really gotten into it, and it's kind of became the specialty, and it's one of those where if you're good at something, keep going. And I know I suck at betting NBA, so I don't bet that, and I bet tennis instead. So that's where we're at.
Sounds good, Dylan. Have a good night.
Good luck, boys.
See? That's a smart guy. You bet what you're good at. Right, Mitt?
Yeah. I'm not that smart. I bet everything.
What you're comfortable with. Mitt?
Smart.
I would agree, yeah.
Thank you.
That's how you be smart.
Paul from Indiana, what do you got? Paul.
Hello. Yo. I joined to talk about the Gold Cup line.
Okay.
They're kind of, I don't know how much you're looking into them.
I looked at them all today.
We're diving into it.
I know a lot of them are kind of trash right now, but one of the ones that's kind of interesting is Costa Rica and Guadalupe is a +850 for a tie. And I know Costa Rica is pretty old and their team has been struggling a bit, and Guadalupe is young and they've been showing up lately.
Legs on their last legs.
Tie. Guadalupe, a wagon.
Yeah. Well, they got the young legs versus Costa Rica, who is an older squad. So for some reason,
I mean,
the Gold Cup. There it is.
Is Panama not better than Qatar?
Qatar is the favorite in that game.
Yeah, is Panama not good anymore?
Well, I'm not familiar with Qatar in the league that they normally play, and I'm still confused why they're playing in the fucking Gold Cup. Guadalupe is +2200. If you want to look at Guadalupe on the double chance, which he may have just talked me into, +650 on the double chance. Should I take it?
Guadalupe?
Yeah, I'm going to take it right now. Fuck it.
I think U.S. Canada play this weekend.
+650 on the fucking...
I don't know, man. I don't know about fucking Guadalupe. I'm sorry. Well,
guess who just took it?
Costa Rica is still squad.
I just took Guadalupe.
What could go wrong?
Guadalupe! Can't fucking wait for that. That's going to be awesome. Thank you. Can't remember.
Paul.
A lot of home run derby calls. Love it. Let's go to who's been on the longest. Actually, Colin's got NFL future. He's been on the longest. We'll go to Colin.
Canada, U.S. Sunday Colin, what at up? 5.
What's going on, boys? Hammer down. So I've got a futures bet I wanted your opinion on. I've got Saints to miss the playoffs at -134. What do you think about that?
Thank you, Colin. Saints to miss the playoffs at -134.
It's not bad.
So to do that, you got to kind of take a look at NFC teams that you think are going to be in the playoffs. So what, there's seven teams now in the playoffs, right? Correct? Yep. One up from the six. So you go to conference division winner. Let's take a look at the NFC teams. Right now, the Saints have 7th best odds. So that would have them, the books think that they potentially are going to be the 7th seed. Are the Bucks better than them? Yeah. Niners? Probably. Rams? Probably. Packers? Yeah. Seahawks +850.
But one of those teams in the NFC West isn't going to get in, right?
No, you could get three teams in. AFC North got three teams in last year. Fucking good division. Cardinals maybe get all four. Probably not all four because they play each other. Yeah. They're just going to fucking... I could see maybe the Washington football team sneaking in behind. I don't know. If you talk about the Saints, you trust Jameis?
Yeah. See, this is the thing.
You trust Sean Payton?
I worry more about the players that they lost.
They lost a lot of players.
Yeah, that would be my more worry. I don't think Jameis... Drew Brees wasn't good last year. Taysom Hill played 4 games.
I'm blanking. Yeah, they have Kamara.
Yeah.
They have Mike Thomas. But, who's their other weapons right now?
Krishan Hogan. A guy from Indianapolis. He doesn't really play that much. He's not that good. They don't have anyone.
Inside info from Mitt. I don't know. I don't hate it.
They don't have, probably what's his name anymore? Emmanuel Sanders is on the Bills.
No, he's on Buffalo.
They also lost Quan Alexander.
Oh yeah,
Big D. They traded for him to try and make a Super Bowl.
They lost Hendrickson or whatever his name is to Cincy. He led them in sacks last year. They lost a little bit.
And if they don't do well, they'll blame it all on Jameis.
Hell yeah. Robbie. Wait, that's
how you doing?
How are you, Robbie? How are you?
Oh, I'm great. I'm happy. First of all, shout out little Jackson there. He sounded smarter than me, so took his word for it. I'm putting Ohtani and Story to go past the first round.
Let's go. Hey.
I'm loving it. It worked out to +212. Shout out him. You got an intern in the future there.
Yeah, he's our kid. We adopted him.
But what I'm thinking for the NFL is Jamin Davis, future defensive rookie of the year.
Who?
Is that plus 1400 right now.
Who'd you say?
That Washington football team defense. That's a complete team. So.
Who did you say?
Jamin Davis. I think he's out of Kentucky. He was their first round pick.
Did you say rookie of the year? Defensive rookie of the year?
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you, pal. I'm not going to argue with him. I put in a future defensive player of the year for, where is it? Let's see here. Who is it? I mean, defense, yeah, it could be anyone on defense.
What do you think Italy's goalie was to win the player of the tournament?
So I have Brian Burns at +10,000 to potentially win defensive player of the year.
Double B?
Yeah. Defensive end for the Carolina Panthers. Darius was tweeting about him. Darius likes a defense player. He's great off the edge, so +10,000, fuck it. What were you going to say?
Let's go, Burnsy. What was Italy's goalie to win player of the tournament?
Did he win it?
Yeah.
I didn't even listen. I blacked out.
Tell you what, the first time since sports returned, I could not watch sports last night.
See?
Couldn't do it. That was the first time I literally fucking put on Gizlang.
When the Steelers lost to the Packers in the Super Bowl, I fucking didn't watch sports for 3-4 weeks.
I'll be back tonight on the Derby, but I went home and sat on my couch to not turn the TV on and literally just sat there for like an hour and a half.
Did you have any bangers and mash to cheer yourself up? Or?
Nah, I didn't eat. There was no eating last night, Tony.
It's
disgusting.
Damien, what do you got?
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, sorry. Hey, real quick, Gumpy, totally empathize. I have watched my Niners lose the Super Bowl twice in the last 8 years. I didn't eat for a while after that, so yeah. Totally feel for you. But my pick tonight, I know I'm riding the public. I know I'm beating a dead horse. It's got to be Ohtani or nothing. I actually locked in a MVP bet on Ohtani back in March at +3,500.
It's probably pretty good.
Really happy about that. I actually called in back in like May or April and talked about it. Didn't get a lot of faith from the boys. There's a lot of injury talk. Totally understand. Don't want to jinx it. Season's only halfway over. But per Gumpy's words earlier, I like Ohtani and Mancini in the final. That's +1,500.
Go, boom, boom, Mancini.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Oh, hey, dude.
But the Cinderella story ends.
Hell yeah. Ohtani. That's fair enough.
Thank you, Damien. Mancini does have a great story. Beat cancer.
You're going to beat the shit out of these balls tonight, Tony.
Hey.
Boom, boom for it all.
Yeah, I'll lose all my bets gladly if he fucking wins the Derby tonight. That would be
fucking awesome.
Brick from Texas, what do you got?
Hell yeah. Joey Gallo has hit at least 5 home runs over 1,000 feet the last 2 weeks. He's got
he is hot. He's got swinging a hot
He's
bat.
He's super hot on just cranking them. Ohtani's got to be saving himself. He's pitching and playing in the All-Star game.
There's
no way he's going to go in there and belt 100 home runs at the home run derby.
He's only pitching an inning, dude.
Yeah, but, Gallo. All
right, checks out.
Fucking hey.
I'm not going to argue with that. I will not argue with that.
Gallo's been a popular pick. I mean, he is coming in hot.
The guy's launch angle is just absurd.
He has 2 490-foot home runs in his career.
Yeah, he might hit 1.600.
So I need him to come out of that side. And then
see, this is putting it all together. Ohtani goes off tonight, then starts, right?
Mm.
National League bet tomorrow. Like, this is, it all comes together.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Right?
We take the National League tomorrow.
Exactly. First five.
Check their lineups.
Plus a half.
check the pitchers going.
I mean, Bogarts and Rafi might hit fucking two bombs each. If the Red Sox get Rizzo, it is on. The Cubs have to trade everybody. All their players are out of contract. Baez, Rizzo, Kimbrel's got a one-year option, but they'll deal him. Chris Bryan, even. Absolute fire sale.
One of my sources did remind me that this tweet has been going around the internet that Ohtani has not taken batting practice all year. I don't know if that hurts him. I don't know if it helps him. Probably doesn't help him.
I don't think it hurts. I don't think anything hurts him.
Nah, he'll be all right.
He'll be fresh.
Very fresh. Brandon from PA, what do you got?
Very cool.
Hey, hammer down, boys.
Hammer down.
So, two things real quick. I'm a Birds fan, so I had to put in a little ticket on Mancini so I get a little bit of happy action out of my Orioles.
Boom.
So that's one. And number two, what do you guys think about the Phillies winning the NL East with the second easiest schedule in the second half of the year?
Thank you, Brandon. Let me take a look at it. So the Braves.
Who leads that division right now?
The Braves could be.
No, Acuna.
Dead.
Yeah.
Who do you say, the Phillies?
Yeah.
Mets are leading. The Phillies are 3.5 back of the Mets.
I don't know if Wheeler can keep it going like he has been. That's my only thing. I don't think the Phillies have the pitching.
The Mets definitely have the better pitching.
Yeah.
Let me see. Who? So they have, you're right, they have Wheeler, Eflin. Aaron Nola started well.
The same with Eflin. Eflin can be very good, and Eflin can be very bad.
Vince Velasquez started well. They've fallen off a little bit.
Yeah, and their bullpen is atrocious.
If those guys can get back to potentially... It's not like...
How much are the Mets up by?
3.5.
Oh, shit. Yeah? I mean, if they got an easy schedule, throw a flyer on it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But... I think it's the Mets.
Because could happen with the Mets.
Yeah, the Mets could met.
Anything could happen with the Mets.
Stroman could get. I mean, Stroman has a injury history.
Dinged up.
Is Syndergaard coming back or no?
All-Star game was the. When he was going to start throwing again, right?
Yeah. Sale's throwing for the Sox, too, right now.
Yeah, the Braves are 4 back, and the Nats have always been a good second half team.
What are they back?
6.
Yeah, they can make a run. They always do. Corbin figures it out.
Yeah. I think we got a couple more calls left. Yep. Cody, what do you got?
Hey, boys.
Hey, Cody.
Big fan. I just had a quick, no one's talking about Trevor Story tonight, and it's at his own park.
Yeah.
Plus 750. I love that.
Okay.
I do like that as well. I like that.
I saw a stat, I don't know if it's in the chat earlier or on Twitter or something like that. I guess no guy has won in his own park and then stayed on his team the next season. Harper left. Someone else left. Trevor Story's definitely, I think, leaving the Rockies because they're a fucking...
Yeah, they'll trade him.
They are an absolute dumpster fire there.
Biggest disappointment would probably be the Cardinals after getting Arenado, huh?
As far as teams?
Yeah.
So you sent me earlier today...
Fucking
least profitable and most profitable teams.
No surprise. It's the most All-Star profitable.
Most profitable team up 20 units if you just blindly bet the Giants every game up 20. Seattle up 19.2. Bo Sox up 15. Tampa up 10. Houston up 6 units. Least profitable. The Arizona Diamondbacks, who are 26-66. Are minus 34 units. I think they're 2-32 on the road now in their last 34.
If you bet the Diamondbacks at any point, you're an absolute wild man.
Baltimore, minus 19 units. Minnesota, minus 18 units. That's because they were favored by a fuck ton in every single game.
Still are. It's weird.
KC's minus 13 units. And the New York Yankees, minus 10 units. I didn't see the Buccos there in the least profitable. Did you?
I mean, the Buccos be like the Mariners, right? Like the Mariners are... Fucking Chris Flexen again. Like, he got plus a half on Saturday.
We took it.
The guy is lights out, man. He is good, good.
What is it? I can't remember how I did on Saturday.
I think you were 3-1, I saw.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah. Would you look at that?
Yeah.
It was 3-1.
It's only the fucking Marlins game.
That's what happens when you get boozed up on a Saturday. You don't even know. Oh, that's right. You text me the fucking Marlins.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah.
And then I waited for that Cardinals line to come out and got him at plus a half.
Yeah.
That one.
That was a good bet.
That was a nice little Saturday.
Yeah.
Look at us.
4-3.
And then underdogs, April and May, were plus 19 units. Favorites, June and July, plus 33 units. So we'll see how that comes out.
It's going to be interesting. So you're going to get to this point where teams are sellers too, right?
Yeah. Everything's going to change.
So it's going to, like, baseball season is the ultimate fucking, you know, you have to adapt as the season goes on. Like, we saw it with the spider tech. Now we're going to see it with players being traded and so on and so forth. Like, it's a long-ass season, man.
All right. So, Mitt, will you put up the graphic one more time before we get out of here?
Yeah, baby, Mitt.
Thank you, Mitt. We are giving away $10,000 to the first person to get this correct tonight. $5,000 to number two, since Mitt did such a good job. But we're still calling it hashtag hammered down $10,000 derby giveaway. HAMMERDAHN $10,000 derby giveaway. Hammer done!
Done.
How do you win? You tweet using the hashtag. Make sure you use the hashtag. Make sure you have it right. That's how we find you. Pick the two players that you think will be in the final of the Home Run Derby. Pick the winner of the Home Run Derby and how many home runs the winner will hit in the final round. First person to get it right wins $10,000. Good luck to everyone on that.
Good luck.
Thanks
for everybody who watched yesterday. Yeah. That was awesome. A lot of cool tweets of a lot of people watching and liking soccer who did not like it before. That was really cool to see.
Yeah, it was cool. It went the full distance.
Yeah.
It was a good time.
It was fun. I mean, yeah, it was fun.
We appreciate everyone who watches every single day. It's awesome. So my picks for tonight, I'm taking two finals bets. I'm taking Alonso versus Gallo, which is plus 650 in the finals, and Shohei versus Gallo, which is plus 450 in the finals. Those are my two tonight. I'm probably going to take the Super Boost too for Shohei to win.
I'll take the Shohei Super Boost, and I'll also go Story to win it.
Okay.
Sprinkle and Boom Boom Sprinkle.
Okay.
For plus 18.
And then the other, I don't know what I think I'm going to stay away, but the over under longest home run, 519.5.
Over.
There's a boost for that as well.
Give me a fucking bomb, dude.
Mitt, I was looking earlier today. There is another sport up on FanDuel for the Olympics.
Oh, and let's go. I'm sleeping.
Yeah, figure it out, dude. Men's baseball is now up.
I don't know anything about it, but Gumpy said that there's a bunch of old stars playing in it. Right?
Baseball?
Yeah, baseball's up.
Old stars is... If you're on an MLB roster, you're not allowed to play in the Olympics, so... Something to think about there. Japan's the favorite at plus 160.
Godfather, dude.
I know.
Who's pitching for Japan?
Everyone. Daisuke.
No, Daisuke retired, didn't he?
Not for the Olympics.
Jeez.
No, I have no idea who's pitching for Japan. U.S. is plus 300. South Korea is plus 380. Dominican's plus 550.
Give me the DR. A bunch of 18-year-olds are going to come out and hit bombs.
Okay. DR is
not a bad pick.
DR is usually pretty good in this, man. That's a good
we
call.
Talked about it yesterday. Men's basketball didn't change at all. Women's basketball is still the same. What we took women's softball, though, minus 210 for sure for the U.S. All right. We'll be back same time, same place tomorrow, about 10, 15 minutes after Pat's show ends. Good luck tonight. Make sure you use the hashtag and everything to potentially win $10,000, $5,000 to the second place, or second fastest, I should say.
Thanks to Mitt.
Thank you, Mitt.
Thank you, Mitt.
Thank you, Pat, for the idea and fronting it and everything. Follow us on Hammered Down on Twitter and Instagram. Tell your friends, your enemies, and everyone to subscribe. We'll be back tomorrow. We'll break down the All-Star game.
Can't wait.
NFL futures, Olympics. Oh, hey, by the way. The Open is this weekend. Some people call it the British Open. So we'll break down. That's the, another major golf tournament.
That is a big one.
Yeah. We'll have the boys back on and talk some golf for this weekend for the major. I don't know where they're at. Somewhere over there. Somewhere in the UK. Sometimes it's Ireland. Sometimes it's Great Britain.
It's the Open, baby.
It's the Open. You don't know. It's the Open.
It's goddamn Open.
See you tomorrow. Hammer.
Dad.